Make sure to check us out. Where, Ava?
TheValleyOutdoors.com.
And on? Where else?
On Facebook.
Perfect. Gotta love it. If you got any big deer pictures, feel free to send them in. If you have any other opinions, questions, or whatever, send those in too. We like to have that. And if there's a question that comes up, we can certainly discern whether we can read it on the air. If we can, we'll absolutely try to find out if we can what the answer to that question might be.
Right.
You know? Why deer don't come out in front of Don's stand?
I don't have the answer yet, so.
Do you store your clothes outside?
Yes.
I do not. Well, I guess we do. Kind of out in the shed, I guess.
That's close enough. Do you wash your clothes before?
No.
At all?
Not my outer gear.
Yeah, not the outer gear. I wear my normal clothes.
Because they do have a scent wash that you can wash those with.
Nose jammer. We use that. Have you ever used nose jammer?
No, I have not.
It's the smell, it's pretty fruity, but apparently the deer don't mind it. So we just douse ourselves in it, our backpacks, the bottom of our boots.
Oh, that's what I wear when I go out and go hang out at the local establishment.
The nose
jammer.
I call
it Cologne.
Yeah. No, seriously, check it out, because nose jammer. Okay, they should.
Little did I know it was supposed to be a deer attractant. It
smells like urine.
No, but they have body wash and deodorant.
I bet they do.
Yeah. You know, I figure you're 10 foot up and
Don.
What?
That doesn't matter. That.
No, I mean, I actually watched a whole last year.
Yeah.
I was. I got my deer ready, and I was out there to be with my son if he got one, and I was down in the ditch, and a whole, I think about five or six does come out, and behind all of them come the buck, and they walked within 75 yards of me, and all of a sudden her nose went up in the air, her head turned towards me, I mean, she couldn't see me, and she just turned around and bolted.
And so did everybody else.
And she sent the signal. So we're out of here.
We're on a jailbreak.
Oh, yeah, so that's calling getting winded.
That's nowhere bound it. If you would have wore the nose jammer, they would have wandered right into your blind.
Okay. I'll try it next year.
Just have to put doubt into what he's wearing.
Nose jammer. It comes in a
It's like toe jam, only different.
It's in a red thing. You can't miss it.
It smells a lot better, though. All right, so let's. I highlighted it, and we kind of teased it a little bit before the break, talking about the, in this case, a Minnesota deer opener. We will be looking at other parts and pieces across the state, including Wisconsin, in other shows. Wisconsin will touch on as far as CWD goes shortly. But the story goes, led by hard-charging hunters of central and southeastern Minnesota, who offset the continued deer harvest decrease incurred by their counterparts in northern Minnesota. The preliminary deer kill after the first 9 days of the firearm season was down just 5% from a year ago. A week ago was 13%.
Oh.
So.
They made up some ground.
Made up ground. According to Todd Froberg, the DNR Big Game Coordinator, the firearm deer hunters had killed 106,500 deer in all the series permit areas statewide, which is just 5% down. And it's just 15% down below the five-year mean. Firearm harvest is down 5.7 in the Northwest, 16.9 in the Northeast, 1.4 down in the Southwest, and up 0.4 in Central and Southeast.
Yeah, they figured it was going to be down up in the Northeast.
Yep, exactly. This is the counter to that, Don. Most recent license sale numbers show 3% decline in the overall deer license sales from a year ago. They hadn't quite got to 400,000. There were 396,000 to date sold, as opposed to 410,000 a year ago. The firearm deer harvest is down 23% from a year ago in the 100 series areas, which is northern and northeastern Minnesota. So that's a healthy chunk to take a decline. And they did say the weather had a part in participation, having increased participation. People are like, hey, I can go sit in my stand. I'm going to go buy a license and I can go do this. It's just going to be nice to sit in the stand instead of miserable like it can be.
Right.
One of the stories, as of last Monday, it all seasons stood at 126,000 harvest. 56% were adult bucks. I wanted to get to this part. This is cool.
Yep.
31% were does. 7% were male juveniles, and 6% were female juveniles. So kind of a telltale as far as what's going on as far as that harvest goes. And so the article came out. It talked about what the COs across the state have seen, and I'm not going to go through that. With the exception, you guys are not good. This story, this we could have highlighted this story at the beginning of the show. The Crosby area, the conservation officer in Crosby reported, apparently a deer hunter with ill intent badly wanted another person's deer stand. It was attempted theft of a deer stand from public land. The tree stand was locked to a tree, preventing easy removal. So, what do you think the suspect did to try and get the tree stand out of the tree?
Well, I imagine he tried to hook something up to it and pull it loose.
I thought the same thing. What would you think, Ava?
He cut the tree down.
You are truly brilliant. That's why you're a producer.
Are you kidding?
The tree stand was locked, preventing easy removal, so the suspect used a chainsaw to attempt to cut down the tree. The thief was prevented from taking the stand out of the tree and cutting the tree because the chainsaw got pinched and stuck in the tree.
Oh, sweet. He lost his chainsaw.
He lost his chainsaw, and he didn't get the stand. All at the same time. The hunt was ruined for the tree stand owner. County's Sheriff's Office is investigating the theft attempt. I'm sorry, but you can't make that up. Not even in a remote sense.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you about the funny thing that happened to me. You know, I come back from hunting, second to last day. I get a text at about 3 in the morning.
Ooh.
And I go, well, that's kind of odd. So
that's not a good thing usually.
So I look at it, and it says, look in your front yard. Guess what's in my front yard?
Mr. Buck.
5 does. I mean, within literally 20 feet of my bedroom window.
So, Don.
What?
Crack the window and don't bother going to the stand.
Get a bowl.
Your neighbor, Patty.
Yes.
She said I could go out on her back deck.
Yep.
And do hunting right there.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's just a couple yards down.
Nuisance, she said they are.
Yeah, well, they're trimming my hedge.
Mm-hmm. Well, in all of your potted vegetables, you had to put out.
So does that mean if
deck,
I get an
right?
archery tag, I can?
We call that deer buffet.
You got to call up Patty and see if she'll let you. But yeah.
Oh yeah, it's. it would be very possible from my deck.
I can't make up that story though. Really. It's you can't fix stupid. And you know what? Can you imagine? Now what do? Screw it. We're leaving the saw. All right, we're going to be right back. Speaking of leaving the saw, we're going to leave that one in the wood. We're going to come right back. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. You know, Don, I highlighted at the start of the show, you know, we were talking hunting, and, you know, obviously deer hunting, and we're talking about fishing. We talked in past shows. So, you know, you talked about being in your stand.
Right.
Doing nothing for 5 days. Do you realize?
7 days. No, it was 9 days. There were three days that I couldn't get out. So 6 days I was out.
Okay, 6 days in the woods, and you didn't even raise the rifle at anything.
No, I never got to look at. Okay. I never got to look through my scope to see anything.
Here's my point. Of those 6 days, do you realize you could have probably spent a day and you could have had something to bring home in the freezer? The fish are absolutely eating each other right now.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So then the question comes in, would you rather mix it up and do something when the, I mean, obviously right now the river is on fire. The weather's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, I know it. I mean, I hear you.
What do you think?
Yeah, well, I'm waiting for the invite.
What's your point?
It's my point.
You don't have to have an invite.
I haven't
got
an invite, huh?
Yeah, you don't have to have an invite.
Every time he comes, Ava, every time he shows up, he's talking about going out fishing. You got your invite yet?
No.
Yeah, see?
Not once.
Well.
And then he tells us how good the fishing is.
Well, that's the way you're supposed to do it.
Yeah.
So, again, here's my point.
I wish I could tell you.
If you were able to say, okay, you know what? It's too nice out. I'm just going to say, I'm going to go catch some fish in the morning, and then I'm going to go do the evening sit.
I actually could do that all this week. So
that's my point. So is that a feasible thing? Post that to the, you know, our listeners out there. Is that not something, I mean, it would be awesome to do? Wherever you're at, if you're up north doing whatever, you're able to go fish in the morning, go out for the afternoon sit, you get your limit of walleyes or panfish, and then you've got something to show to have a little table fare.
That's too much running. One or the other, you got to pick one.
Running?
Yeah.
Done. The boat basically drops onto the hitch.
Yeah.
You drive it down to the river, you dump it in, and then...
Oh, you had to go get bait and all those kind of good things.
Done. You can do plastics. You can do blade baits. You can do ripping wraps, jigging wraps.
Everything's working?
Everything.
Everything.
Everything's working.
Wonderful.
And by the way,
wonderful.
If going to get bait takes you that long, I think you need to have an examination of where your bait shop is.
Yeah, well.
So the point really comes down to...
I saw a guy sitting on the curb this morning with his 5-gallon bucket and his rod in his hand.
Yeah?
Yeah, I did. And he's waiting. He must be waiting for somebody to pick him up.
Or he's doing something else. I don't know. Well, anyway, I just think that, you know, this time of year, the feed bag is on. You can catch some great fish no matter where you go. It's not just about the deer hunting side. So I think that's going to be the big thing. So should be good. Natural resources, Lake Michigan area. They approved multiple changes to Michigan statewide fishing regs.
Inland waters, or are you talking big water?
Statewide. Added several lakes and tributaries to list of waters where daily possession for northern pike is now 5 fish of any size, but only 1 over 24 inches.
That's a pretty small pike.
Yeah. But again, you know what ends up happening to some of these bodies of water.
Yeah.
All it is hammer handles. But yep. A 24-inch fish, that pickles up real nice.
Yeah.
So that's not a problem.
No.
Several changes to the statewide local fishing regulations. They were approved this last month. And the phrase attempting to take, quote unquote, has been removed in reference to fishing for Arctic grayling in Michigan, since grayling currently are being raised in preparation for a limited future stocking program. The change will allow anglers to catch and immediately release Arctic grayling. It allows anglers to... it will not allow you to possess any Arctic grayling. The pike side, statewide, as I said, 24 inches or greater are allowed. We're up to 5 northerns. A pike in any size can be taken with only 1 24 inches or greater. So that's kind of cool. And, yeah. They've changed some trout regulations too, but it's minimal as far as what they've done. So that's going to, you'd have to look at your regulations available on thevalleyoutdoors.com. Click on Michigan.
Yep.
If you're looking at taking a trip over there, the steelhead fishing over there is just awesome too. I mean, the river fishing is just incredible. Just nothing less than amazing.
Have you ever heard of Arctic grayling being in the lower 48?
Yeah, they did a stocking program. They're attempted to do the stocking program, so they're definitely there, yeah.
I thought they'd be in really ice cold water.
Well, they got cold water and
Michigan, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. When that wind blows in one direction, that temperature turns into an ice box in summer on the shorelines.
Okay.
You ever tried to go swimming in, like, prime example, Lake Michigan? I mean, Lake Superior?
Nope. Well, I've been wet.
In summer?
No.
It's great because the surface is nice on the shore,
about four inches worth of it. Yeah. And then
you go chilling. A friend of mine went sailing up there and it said, all right, let's go to shore. We'll clean up. So we go to shore. We take a dive. And that was about the fastest I think I've ever gone in and back out of the water. It was kind of like the water just shot me right back out.
Be good for athletes that want to.
I don't think I got wet. That's how fast I was in and out.
Huh?
Not good. But that was kind of a neat deal as far as that goes. Couple stories. What do you think, Don? Should we talk a little bit Mille Lacs or just jump on the CWD in Wisconsin real quick?
We should probably talk about CWD going at this time of year.
So this is more of an opinion piece, but it's true. And what you're going to find is it's kind of interesting as far as how the lawmakers have kind of turned their heads to what's going on with CWD in Wisconsin. We can pretend CWD exists in only 43 counties where it's been documented, thanks to 30% of the hunters who've gotten their deer tested. Meanwhile, we remain fully ignorant of the CWD range because most successful hunters, 91% in 2019, take the deer home and eat it. They never do anything with it to bring it in to be tested. So let's roll forward into the actual numbers since I went through this whole thing and kind of highlighted the key piece. Wisconsin's heading into the 2023 deer season with the nation leading 11,131 cases of CWD. It's the highest rate this century.
Wow.
Iowa County remains in first place with 4,000 cases, Sauk 17, and Dane at 15. The scary part about it is they're doing nothing to change it. If you project this whole thing as far as out, you've got roughly 5,100 and some odd deer in certain pieces and parts across Iowa County, 768 square miles. And based on carcass calculations, this is bad deal. More deer died from CWD in Wisconsin than harvested by any form, whether archery, rifle, shotgun, or otherwise.
Really?
And that's what's really needing to have regulations like we have in Minnesota. They need to find out what's going on and get it figured out. The rest of the population will be devastated otherwise. Speaking of devastated, I'm devastated. The show is done. For Ava, Don, and myself, Eric, we are the Valley Outdoors, and we are out. Join us next week. Hope you do. See ya.